Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it. In this episode, we're going to be addressing some adult issues. We're going to be talking about some adult topics, if you will. Nothing too scandalous, but necessary to the conversation. So if you have little ones that are listening, or if you're in a not safe for work kind of situation, you need to put on some earbuds or maybe just watch this later. All right. Welcome back to the Salty Seekers. If you're new here, we talk about all the things and we just do it in a casual, fun way. It's just two friends chatting and bleh. Yeah. It's just two friends sitting around chatting and you can be part of the conversation. Hi, Jay.
Hello, everybody. I'm not bleh right now, but I'm doing well.
We were just talking about how we're so out of practice with this because we haven't filmed in how long? Since like a month?
Something like that. And that is purely my fault. I got so consumed with all sorts of stuff. Sorry, everybody.
It's okay. And then I was. So I couldn't film last week. So it just, you know, sometimes life's and we're back now. But we're out of practice. So we're probably going to ramble and, you know, I don't know. That's part of the charm. That's what I'm claiming. It's part of a charm.
Rambling and complete unpreparedness has been my lifelong charm.
Mine too, but people seem to resonate with it. I try to at least have somewhat of a plan. I have a theory of a plan. It doesn't always work out that way. I just kind of let spirit lead.
That's what I've done. I know what the end result I want is, but between point A and there, B, I have no idea what's about to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to make that up as it goes.
Yeah. A lot of times I have bullet points. I'll have like, if thoughts come to my mind, I have things I want to hit on, but like how they're going to get hit in what way, you know, it's up in the air. So today we're talking about alignment. That was just a general term that I wanted to cover. And so I started trying to think of all the parts of alignment that I want to touch on. Like, what is it? How do you get there? What actions do you take once you're there? What are the different parts of alignment that you can have in your life? So let's just start where we start. What do you think of when you think of alignment?
Well, usually my car is either pulling to the left or right, and I need to take it to the mechanic shop. So that's the first thing I think of when you start talking about
alignment. Okay, how about the second thing? How about the second thing?
Just, you know, I guess living in your authentic self, being... Yeah. When everything's clicking and when everything's in alignment, you can feel it. It's just the bliss, the flow, the glow. It feels right. Because when you're out of alignment, you can feel that too. You know, things aren't quite right.
Right. Things just don't feel right.
My anxiety's ramped up. Everything's, I'm not in alignment. I'm not following the path I should be. Now, people might ask, how do you know what path you should be? Well, I don't know. And if you figure it out, let me know. Because that is a lifelong journey.
You know, there's a couple of different ways you can figure out what path is right for you. First of all, what do you want? You want it. You ask for it. You set the intention for it. And then you and spirit start moving to try to make that happen. And when it starts happening and the doors are flying open and everything's just flowing like a river, you know you're in alignment. You can tell when you're in it because everything's flowing. The river is just carrying you. There's path of least resistance. There's no obstacles. You're not getting shut down at every turn. You know, when you're out of alignment, it feels like you're moving through cement. Everything is cumbersome. Nothing is working out. Everything keeps going wrong. And when you are in alignment, it's like a knife through butter. It's just, you know?
It's that feeling of having to force something. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't. Stay with the square block and the round hole. Doesn't work.
Right. You know, and it's like that with the people too. People, relationships, friendships. You can't force it. If it feels forced, it's probably not the right one for you, at least at this time. Things just go easily. Communication happens easily. Things just work out so that you can see each other. And typically, if you're off in one area, like you're out of alignment, the whole shebang is going to be off. So how do you get yourself into alignment? First of all, you want to focus on your vibrations. I say that all the time. You have to raise your vibes because you attract what you are, right? And so if what you're wanting is this amazing relationship or this really cool job or whatever it is that you're wanting to draw to you, a successful business, lots of money, health, wealth, whatever, you can do all the things, but as you just said a minute ago, you're fitting a square peg into a round hole. It doesn't always work, and that's because you guys aren't, not you guys, but you and the thing are not a vibrational match. So if you are wanting something that would make you feel happy and secure and peaceful, you need to get your vibes to a place where you are happy and peaceful and secure and safe and all those things so that you do match, and that's alignment. And when that happens, it's like bing, you know, it's like the parts of a key and a lock, you know, things just line up and right together.
It's so good when you run into that and it's finally working, it's finally clicking.
Oh man, yeah.
It almost is scary at times because like, something bad's about to happen, right? This is going too well.
You wait for that other shoe to drop all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes me think of the Sex and the City episode. Was the episode or movie? I don't remember if it was the movie or what, but if you're a fan, you'll know. But anyways, everything in Charlotte's life is going so amazing. And they're on this girl's trip in Mexico. She has an amazing relationship. Everything is perfect. It's exactly everything that she's always wanted, and she can't enjoy it because she's worried that something bad's going to happen all the time to take it away. And Carrie's like, Charlotte, you shit your pants. Like, maybe that was your bad thing. Like, it's done. You don't have to worry.
Charlotte couldn't help but think how truly blessed she was. This weekend made her feel more grateful than ever for her happy marriage. And just for a second, while picturing her loved ones at home in New York, she forgot where she was and opened her mouth. Shit your pants this year. Maybe you're done.
So, I mean, while something bad's going to happen, you don't have to sit around worrying about it all the time but it's easy to do when everything's going well. You're afraid the other shoe's going to drop and like the bottom's going to fall out. It's all going to go away. Sometimes though, if you're doing your part to keep your vibes high and to like live the way you want to live, maybe it's not going to go away. Maybe it's just maybe it's just time for things to be good. Be
careful in there. I was just thinking, yeah, sometimes you'll self-sabotage. You'll sit there and think about that so much. I'm not saying you're attracting it to you,
but it's true.
You're so focused on it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's like, let that go.
Yeah, because you lower your vibes and you start manifesting. Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks calls it a wobble. You create a wobble. Your vibes are great. They're smooth sailing. And you start thinking like, oh God, I'm going to fall. Something's wrong. And you create a wobble in your energy field. And wobbles beget wobbles. So if you start wobbling, you're going to attract a wobble. Some stuff's going to go wrong. It doesn't mean that it's destroyed. But you created a wobble by thinking about it and fearing it too much, right?
I'm afraid of the Powerball. I'm afraid of the Powerball.
You know what's funny, though, is that...
I'd make a million.
I can tell when I'm getting to that aligned spot, when I'm getting into the vortex, as Abraham Hicks calls it. You know, you're getting into that sweet spot of alignment. Because I always play the lottery, because you can't win if you don't play, right? And so I always play the lottery, and I can tell when I've been having some good days, I'm feeling good, my positive mental attitude, I've been meditating, I'm feeling in alignment. And I will wake up and it's like, you've won a prize on whichever game. And I always hope for the big one. But even if it's like $8, I know that like I'm starting to shift the needle in that direction. Just keep doing what I'm doing. But that's always a gauge for me. So it's funny you said that. Because I won the Powerball the other day, but it was only $8.
I never play. If I do play, it's usually just some, you know, $5 scratchers.
Oh.
Every now and again, I'll win enough for, I'm going to go buy me a steak dinner.
I play the Powerball, the Mega Millions, and the Lucky for Life a couple times a week. The Lucky for Life, if you win that, you win $1,000 a day for life.
That's a good one.
Yeah, which, you know, it might not be $4 billion, but it's 365 grand a year. Like, I could live very comfortably on that. You know, you only have to pay bills off for the first handful of months. You know what I mean? Your mortgage would be paid off. Your car is paid off. And then that's just fun money. Yeah. I saw a YouTube video a couple years ago on a guy in Ohio that did win that. And he's like, I have an amazing life. And I'm like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah, lots of traveling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. So you should seek to be in alignment in all areas of your life. That's another area I want to cover because it's important to be mindful of the things that are not in alignment for you and to seek things that are in alignment, such as I am a person who is on this spiritual journey. My spiritual awakening and spiritual journey is very important to me. I'm deconstructing from the church. I live a very peaceful, quiet life that is based in the metaphysical. I would probably not be best served to go out and find somebody who is a pastor in a church who doesn't believe in any of this stuff.
You could take him down from within. Look at this.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a pretty drastic example, but you should not have people that are not in alignment with what you want out of your life. So it's important to seek aligned relationships. If you're already in a relationship, I get a lot of these messages. You know, I'm on this new journey and my partner and I are fighting all the time. He doesn't believe in anything that I believe in. And I've talked about this a lot in my videos. If you've been around a while, you probably heard me talking about it. But like when I started this journey, I was in a relationship like that. Paul didn't want anything to do with this. He would make snide remarks. He would make me feel guilty or like I was doing something wrong. That very quickly, if it ever was an alignment relationship, it very quickly became an unaligned relationship and I had to go.
Sounds terrible. I guess maybe I took a different road with this and it may not have been the healthiest, but you know, there was a segment for me in this last relationship where I mean, you do your thing, your Christian thing. I'm going to do my spiritual thing. I try to keep my comments to yourself, to myself, keep yours to yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at least in that respect, there was harmony. There wasn't any conflict. Except that one time she overheard me. Well, even me, I was talking to somebody else. It was about witchcraft. And there better not be no witchcraft in this house. You know, that kind of.
Right. See, that's how Fred and I were, too. I don't even know if Fred gives Fred's a label. Like Fred, he's not an atheist. He believes in something. I think he's probably agnostic. But he never judged me. He never made me feel bad. It was a very live and let live type of relationship. If I was sitting on the couch first thing in the morning meditating, he would just quietly come in and sit next to me and meditate with me. He never gave me any pushback. It was that part of it was wonderful. In other areas, just like in your most recent relationship, there were other areas that were out of alignment. And I won't go into your business, but, you know, like in mine, it was money issues and loyalty issues and honesty and transparency issues. My ethics and my moral compass and my set of standards for a relationship were out of alignment with what he was offering. And it would have never worked out. So I had to go And so now I know that in a future relationship, those things are going to be very important to me. I have to find somebody that aligns with that. And I just have, if I'm doing my part of it, I just have to trust that Spirit's going to bring that to me. You know, you don't have to strive for it. You don't have to like toil and work hard for it. Just do your part to keep your vibes where they're supposed to be and to know when you're somewhere that you shouldn't be, for sure.
No, you know, I hear that. And it's a lot of lessons learned. And for the listeners, very similar issues that Veronica described that I encountered.
I have to move my camera up.
I thought it was an earthquake in Ohio.
Sorry.
It's wild.
Here, I'll join you. My laptop's sliding down the stand. You can keep talking. Just.
I know, I was enjoying the earthquake. But, you know, one of the takeaways from that alignment was it's more homework for me. Like you said, you know what you're looking for in the next go round to keep it in alignment. And it's most or a lot of levels same. But, you know, homework for me is make sure I'm really communicating clearly what I'm looking for, my mm-hmm. expectations. Because a lot of times, you know, I'm guilty of this. I'll do what I can to find peace. Sometimes in my quest for peace and or trying to find harmony, I can basically shoot myself in the foot. And I'm hurting myself trying to maintain a peace that if I spoke my truth, if it ended things, well, I guess that's what it should have been. But here I am prolonging stuff because I'm comfortable. Or sometimes it's like, well, you're comfortable, but you're out of alignment.
I am so guilty of the same thing. Like, I'm a person who just slide, I let things slide, and before you know it, they're ice skating, you know, and I am myself in the process. Like, of having peace, I let it happen until I'm so angry and resentful that I blow, you know, and I'm just like, I am sick of this.
You just get real stabby.
I get real stabby, or I'm just like, I gotta go. It takes so long for me to get here. And I see you had written something here in the notes that I say all the time. I don't know if you've heard me say it or if we just think the same things, which wouldn't surprise me. But like, I've never let go of anything that didn't have claw marks all over it because I hold on for so long. It's because I'm out of alignment, but I'd almost rather stick with the discomfort that I'm familiar with than risk the chance of finding worse or whatever somewhere else. It's like stick with the devil you know. If you're really in alignment, it can be so good. Like, it's not going to be that discomfort. Being on my own. I broke up with Fred over 2 years ago, and while we're still friends here and there, I've been single since February 2nd. 2023. And I have intentionally not dated. I've intentionally remained celibate. I've made decisions to try to get myself into alignment and stay aligned because I know what I want. Sometimes knowing what you want and knowing what you don't want can be the same thing, or they can help each other. Like, knowing what I don't want is just as important. And what I don't want is to let a bunch of men who don't deserve me have access to my energy just because they're there and available to date. You know what I mean? Like,
same girl, same.
Well, I mean, you're a catch. If you put yourself out there, you would get a bunch of people too.
Same dudes though.
But are they the aligned people? Are they the right people? Or are they just place fillers that don't deserve your time and energy? They're beneath your standards. Yeah, you could find the same dudes I find probably. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that it's important to create and foster the energy and the life that you want. And then the thing that matches and aligns with it will be pulled to you. Build it, they will come.
See, I'm a little bit different in there. I know what I don't want. Mm-hmm. What I do want is kind of feels like a mystery at the moment. You know, there are some qualities I'm definitely looking for, but in the totality, not so much. But I am sure of things I don't want.
Like what?
So I guess I can build on that. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone who's non-communicative. Yes. I'm looking for affection. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about all the time. You know, we all have our love languages, but not someone who's standoffish or, you know, like we've talked about, asexual or not judgy. Even if they're not on a spiritual path similar, they're, you know, they do their thing. I do my thing. We live in harmony. Mm-hmm. We support each other even. So, yeah, there's a list of things. They have to love tacos. That's a deal breaker.
Right.
You don't love tacos, I'm nacho type.
Yeah, exactly. I know what I do want and I know what I don't want. I think if you get most of what you do want, it's a win.
Bingo card.
Yeah. You can win a bingo without filling out the whole card. Just got to get a certain aligned little path and it can be magic.
Problem is the bar is so low right now. It's just so low. It's like, wow, they won at the bingo. What'd they do?
Right?
They said hi.
For many, many years of my life, that's really all it took. I had such low self-worth, and I always have to be very careful with myself because at times I still do. It's not about me choosing a person. It's me going, oh, they like me. Okay. Because I can like anybody. I can put lipstick on any pig. I can kiss I can kiss any frog and make him into a Prince Charming in my mind for a minute. But the first person that would be like, you're amazing, I'd be like, thanks. Let's spend the rest of our lives together. Do you know what I mean? I would then very quickly realize they were not the one. And then I'd be like, how do I get out of this? Like Coyote Ugly type, you know, chewing off my leg to get out of this shit. But now I'm like, no, we know what we do want. We know what we don't want. And when it's time, it will come. And in the meantime, I don't sit here pining and when are they going to come? When are they going to come? You know what I mean? It's just when it's time, it will be time. Timing is a bitch sometimes.
Just long stretches sometimes. And sometimes, from my experience anyway, you have those long stretches. And then it's like a game. It's like, here's three at once. Choose wisely.
I was just going to say that. And then it rains and pours options.
Like, which one?
Yeah. I'm always of the stance that, like, if you have to wonder if you should choose me, you better not. I don't want that. I want somebody who's like, you're fucking amazing. And I don't want to run the risk of not having you in my life. I can't imagine not having you in my life. And nobody even compares. So if someone has to even wonder if I'm an option, like, they better not choose me. Keep it moving.
Yeah. See, your bar is up here. My bar is at, I've seen worse.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah. I'm not something to be saved for later. I'm not a consolation prize. I'm not an option. Like, if I'm not the only option, just remove me from the running. Mm-mm. No, thank you. I want it to be just like, oh, I want it to be so good. Like, I'm passionate about how passionate I want this forever rest of my life to be. Like, I want it to be so fucking good. Ugh. So I'll get off my soapbox. But, you know, being in alignment in your relationship, as we just talked about, being in alignment when you're not in a relationship, creating the life that you want. You can't sit around to waiting to build a life with someone. What if, God forbid, they don't come? I'm still going to have a great life. Like, I create a beautiful home. I have beautiful experiences with the people in my life. I have great friendships. I am building a little oasis in my backyard to enjoy. You know, I want to do some traveling. I'm not waiting. I'm living an aligned life. So it doesn't just have to be in relation to other people. It can be, what's in alignment for you and yourself? For me, alignment is not waking up first thing in the morning and going to the gym. Alignment is having soft, slow mornings.
Come on, gains, bro. You gotta get those gains.
Like, if I can wake up naturally as softly as possible without an alarm clock, even if it's 5 minutes before the alarm goes off, like, to wake up softly sets me off on such a better tone for the day. I like a very gentle, slow waking up experience, if that makes sense, to slowly go downstairs. When I used to have to work and it was like getting kids to school and getting lunches packed and everybody, there's noise and chaos everywhere and people have the TV on, I'd be in the worst mood and I would feel like complete garbage for the rest of the day. The more peacefully I can have my surroundings when I wake up, that is so in alignment with who I am.
I guess it worked better in chaos. Like, for me, the more chaos, it's I perform better. When things are going too smooth, it's kind of like...
Now, when it comes to work, I do very well in chaos. I thrive under pressure. I'm grace under fire, if you will. Like, the more chaotic... If there's a patient coding and all hell is breaking loose, I become supremely calm and clear-minded, and I take charge right away, and I'm directing people, and I'm making shit happen and getting shit done. But I'll probably crash afterwards as all that adrenaline stops, you know.
Wake up no matter what and just get going. My feet hit the ground and I take off.
Yeah, Fred used to be that way too. It drove me nuts. It didn't drive me nuts because, I mean, I didn't have to pay half his consequences, but I didn't understand it. Like, the minute his eyes popped open, like, bink, he was, like, out of the bed. I'm a herkler-dirkler. Like, I lay there. I like to have a nice herkle-dirkle, you know? I want to lay there and enjoy my phone, send some texts, check some TikToks, see what you sent me, and then lazily would make my way to the shower and scrub an oil and lotion and perfume and then go get some coffee. And, like, he'd probably been to, like, 3 stores and breakfast and whatever person he's seeing that day. He's just off and out. That's what's in alignment for my life. Some people, they have to have their kitchen clean before they go to bed because if they wake up and there's dishes in the sink, it sets them off to a bad tone. I'm not that person. I don't care. As long as there's a clean coffee cup to use, that's all I care about. That's not something that matters or F's up my alignment.
That doesn't bother me either unless I'm irritated about something else and then it'll compound it all of a sudden. Like
the little things. You get microvision.
Mm-hmm. It takes something else to make me irritated at dishes. Typically, I don't care about dishes.
Yeah, I don't either. As long as there's something clean to use, like, I don't care. I'll do them when there's enough to fill up the dishwasher and, like, I don't care. Or if I'm filming a video, I either, like, angle the video away from the sink. Or I'll wash them just for the video, but like on a normal day, I don't care. And then there came a point where I didn't even care if they were in the video. I'm like, this is real life, guys. There's dishes on my counter. And people appreciated that. What other things would be in alignment with your life? Like, what do you know that you need to live your best life? A life you're excited to wake up to and that makes you feel fulfilled every day.
We're talking about like I call them my empath recharge moments, or sometimes I just need solitude. Mm-hmm. And with that solitude, I'm accomplishing tasks. I could be cleaning. I could be doing laundry. But there's no other clutter, like energetic clutter, emotional clutter around me. I'm free to discharge some of what I've picked up to just, you know, that right there really helps me. And, you know, if I can't do it every day, I try to find one day a week where, you know, we're joking about it. It's my empath recharge day. I'm kicking everybody out the house. I'm going to clean and I just need to relax. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do hit the ground running first thing in the morning. I try to get my tasks done. One of those fun things. Rarely do I ever make it to my alarm. And this is probably within 10 seconds of the alarm. Most mornings, something will wake me up. We can all guess what that something is. It's one of the spirit guides, but it's something funny will happen, or I'll hear something, or it's like, wake up. And then you'll hear the alarm go off a split second later to it. So maybe it's kind of like you guys like, yeah, he doesn't like that alarm. Yeah. Wake him up now.
I think that they do that on purpose for me. And it's usually very gentle. It's not like an abrasive, like, wake up. I envision it. I don't know if this is how it goes down, but this is the way I envision it in my mind. This is what it feels like to me, is that they just come to the bed like a mom waking up their kid. You know, they put their little spirit hands into my body. I can feel like energy just gently like come on me and it wakes me up. You know, like they're like, wake up, good morning. No,
I don't get that. I get funniness, you know, some sort of wake up or whatever. Many mornings I roll out of bed laughing.
Oh, yeah, not me. I'm usually like, and they're like, good morning. Even the one time I actually physically heard their voice externally, it was a woman going, good morning, it's time to get up.
You get the soft, sweet voice. I get the creepy ones.
Well, you know, alignment.
It's probably the same guy, just, you know, different personality for each
day. Alignment.
Like, be nice to
you're
her.
You're creepy.
Mess with him.
I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
I'm just that kidding. Hurt.
You cut me deep, Shrek.
Yeah, my mom used to sing to me every morning. What was the name of the band? It was the Monkees. Do you remember the Monkees? They had a TV show.
I wasn't born in the
Well, I wasn't born when they were around either, but.
Well, you're from the mid-1900s. I get it.
Quit cussing at me. Anyways, they had a song called Wake Up Sleepy Jean, and that's my middle name. And so my mom would sing that to me every morning. Wake up Sleepy Jean.
Yeah, I would get that. My mom never did that. And closest I get is, you know, the music from the guides. I told you that last one when I staggered out of bed and I was heading to the shower and I hear the Inspector Gadget theme playing. You know, yeah, that yeah, one yeah. segment. If for anybody who doesn't remember, it's like, go, Gadget, go. I was like, yeah, I'm going.
So as I was talking about, alignment doesn't just have to be with another person. It can be with yourself. And, you know, I had mentioned being deliberately celibate. And this can be for a lot of reasons. For me, it's because I'm too old for that shit. You know what I mean?
Dudes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now when the time is right.
Ew, dudes. Yum.
When the time is right. I'm just saying. But the time is not today. And so I'm not just going to be out there with everybody. Not everybody deserves this, all of this, you know? And so there's that. Plus, I've been on this journey to want to tap more into my divine feminine and to heal my sacral chakra, to tap into more creativity, all those sacral chakra related things. And not everybody agrees with this. Some people believe that like you need to do it so often to like not let your chi go stagnant. I tend to feel like the more orgasms I have, the more chi I'm depleting type of thing. Like the more you abstain, the more you can build your creative energy, the more you can harness that creative energy. And I'm not saying that you should never do that, because, I mean, of course you will. But, you know, there's all kinds of reasons to make elective actions that align with what your goal is. My goal is to increase my creativity and tap into that creative energy. And so I'm going to try to build that sacral energy. If that makes sense.
No idea if that works or not, but I'm doing that too. Not so much intentional, but I'm with you.
And so, you know, I've heard how with men, well, and women, I suppose, but like the importance of edging, where you don't quite reach orgasm, you stop right before, you let the energy build, and then you let it fall off, let it build, then fall off. You do edging quite often in between sessions, if you will, you wait quite a while. And I don't know what he means by quite a while. Is that a handful of days, a couple of weeks?
Like minutes, hours?
You got to build it up. It's probably like a muscle. So
what do you accomplish with this edging? I'm taking notes for science.
Well, it does help to build and harness that sacral creative life force energy, which can be used for creativity. It can be used in sex magic, which is also an aligned action you can take in your life if you're trying to manifest things. I have a whole video on this. I will link below if you guys are interested in that. Sex magic in a nutshell is when you harness the power and the energy that exist inside of your orgasms and use that energy, focus it toward what you're trying to manifest. So like at the time of orgasm, you have this explosive amount of energy. And if you've been edging, that's even stronger when it finally blows. You use that and you start visualizing and focusing on the thing you're trying to manifest during that time. And it puts all of that energy behind it. And so it can help with that. I need to remember to mark this with adult content. When you're like in normal waking life, when you're all sober and Baptist again, you know, when you're trying to manifest something, a lot of times your mind can get in the way. You know, you start tapping into all these limiting beliefs when you're trying to manifest, you know, all these things that can get in your way. Ego can get in your way when you're having sex, either alone or with a person. When you're doing that, it's nearly impossible to reach the end goal. If you're in your head and focusing on all these things that would cause a wobble, you really have to focus on the good things and only the pleasure you to that finish line. And then when it's happening, you're just lost in the bliss, even for a nanosecond.
He's not talking about us men. It's not us.
It's not?
We don't have to focus that on. I hate to break that to you.
Well, as a woman, maybe that's why you need to edge, because you need more practice. Because like...
we'll get there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Women are not that way.
First place.
Winner. Yeah, women are not that way. If you haven't noticed, Jay, do you need notes on this? Like, were you under the assumption that women did or easily? Like, do you need help? Is that why you're single?
That's why I was throwing. Maybe. Hell, I don't know. But that's why I was throwing that disclaimer out there. It's like, no, no. If the guy's watching, she's not talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're one of those male unicorns. I'm just the barn donkey. I don't really, not as magical.
Yeah, for most women, it can be so difficult because you really have to be in the zone. You really have to focus. And women are such natural caretakers and managers anyways that like, if you get even the slightest hint that maybe they're uncomfortable down there doing what they're doing, maybe I should hurry up, it pulls you out. Maybe like, does my body look weird in this angle? Pulls you out. It's cold in here. What am I going to get for the grocery store? Oh my God, I forgot to put the clothes in the dryer. You just been pulled out three more times. You know what I mean?
We crush the male ego. It's like, I'm in the middle of doing the do and you're all the like, did I fold the clothes?
I'm like, well, it's just really? Because your brain usually has so many tabs open. Your partner really has to get you into a space where you feel so safe and taken care of and accepted and like it's okay to be vulnerable and like they think you're a fucking goddess laying there, like you're just beautiful, like they're not uncomfortable, don't worry about them, like you just receive. If you're at all in a, I have to take care of, I have to do, you get into that masculine energy, it takes you out. You have to really get into that receiving mode, let all the things, all the tabs close in your brain in order to get there. And that can take a minute.
You should try edging.
Who says I don't?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good at it. Just saying.
100 followers just left.
Or did 100 more just come because they're like, hmm?
Oh, was that an edging joke?
Double entendre.
Good times. Or almost good times.
Almost good times. No, wait.
Good time. Oh, no, back. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you think of when you need to like pull back? Are you like Barbara Bush? No.
It'd be like Barbara then. Oh, no. Yeah. Couldn't do that one.
Ways do you try to act in alignment? This all goes back to intentional living, which I talk about so much on my channel, but it's that important. And really, it's really the same topic, in my opinion.
One of the big things I do, you know, this, you know, not necessarily recently, but I've done it a lot recently, is I like just trying to help anybody around me, be kind to anybody I run across, whether it's, you know, making eye contact and just asking, you know, how are your day's going? Or, hey, I brought breakfast for everybody. Don't worry about it. I know you're running behind this morning, or, you know, just anything you can do to help somebody else, that little pick me up. In doing that, it makes me feel great that I've helped them. The challenge, and we've discussed this, is when you do things of this nature, make sure you don't set an expectation on it coming back to you in such a fashion. My experience tells me that it will. You won't expect how, but when you set expectations of, oh, I went out of my way and I was kind to these people. I held the door for that person. I asked this person how they felt. I brought this person lunch, dinner, whatever. If you set an expectation, they're going to do exactly the same way. You're just going to disappoint yourself. So you have to go out there and do it with that, you know, that kindness, that your heart, just go out there and do it like that and put those vibes out there. And that right there, I love doing that. That's one of those things I feel really in alignment when I'm bringing mm-hmm. that kind of joy. And I you know, put it out and just let it fly. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't come back, sometimes it comes back in observable ways where it doesn't necessarily touch me, but I can watch them doing it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that recently at work where I've gone on my way to make sure we have things we need. And then I see my people doing that on their own. They're bringing stuff in to share with the group or helping somebody else. Like, hey, I brought sandwiches. You want some?
Yeah.
Where, you know, a lot of times in the office, you know, people mark their territory. Don't touch my food. But, you know, I'm trying to build that community. Like, I stocked us up. We got drinks. We got chips. I got candy. I just ordered us some pizzas. We're good.
Now who's bragging?
I'm not clear sentience. I just have pizza. Whatever.
Right now, I'd rather have the pizza.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you start seeing the mirroring behavior. Like they like the way it feels. They like that community, that give mm-hmm. back. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, you pay it forward. You know, you buy the car behind you's food, and
yeah,
man, they feel so inspired. they buy the next one, and then that ripple starts. It happens, it happens, yeah. It happens, and it's a great feeling.
I love that too. So I think that really at the end of the day, getting into alignment and into that flow state in your life, you really have to figure out your why and your what. Like, what do you want out of this life? What does an ideal life for you look like? Is it a life full of service and giving and community? Is it a life of peace and solitude and living on a beach where there's not another person for like 1,000 miles? Is it one where you just get to go on vacation once a year? Like, what does your ideal life look like for you? And then you have to start cutting out everything that doesn't look like that. And you have to start bringing everything in that does look like that or that can lead to that. You know, you can't say that it's important to me to travel and take really expensive vacations, yet you're living paycheck to paycheck because you never save any money. Like, I remember last year you used to like get on the treadmill every day because you're like, I'm training, because you were going to go to Scotland with your cousin in December, right? And I remember
that got washed out. Yeah.
Right. But I remember you saying, like, I'm training for Scotland. There's a lot of walking. There's a lot of, you know, all that. So I got to get ready.
The hills. I was doing one of those, you know, treadmill courses where it goes up and down on you. You get the legs ready.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be that winded tourist, but I've already started that again. I'm training for my next fishing trip because the last time we went, hooked a couple hundred pound shark, and I'd like to die from not having the endurance to deal with it.
Right. And so that is you taking aligned action. That's what I meant by you just need to do what you need to do to create the life you want. And when it's meant to be and when it's in alignment, it will happen. And like, obviously that trip in December or whenever it wasn't in alignment. It didn't happen. It fell through. There was a roadblock. However, you're still doing the things you need to do for when it is time. And then when it happens, you're going to be prepared and ready. So you have to decide what you want your life to look like. How do you want it to feel? I mean, and this can trickle down to everything. I think that it's important to act and behave in a way that would draw your ideal partner to you. Like, I can't expect an ideal partner to come to me with all of these things that I want if I'm not putting in the work to be an ideal partner for them. If you are out there looking for a partner, let's just say, and you are following all kinds of like half-dressed Instagram models, you know, they go look at who you're following and it's just all like half-naked women. Like, that's not in alignment with the person I want to be with. So if you want to attract somebody who values loyalty and a good relationship and monogamy, like, start behaving as if you already have that person. These are just my opinions. If you want something different out of life, like, do what creates the life you want is all I'm saying. But for me, like, these are all things that you have to think about, or that I think about anyways. I like what you wrote here about alignment and flow never come with urgency. They only come with peace. You'll never find peace or flow inside of chaos or panic. Take the time to get centered and find peace, and then do whatever action feels right. That's great, Jay.
Yeah. You can't hurry love.
You can't.
You're just going to have to wait. Love don't come easy. When are you going to stop me? I'm just quoting the Supremes.
I know. I'm just letting you. I'm just letting you. You have to find people who support you and support living your happiest, truest, most authentic life and self. People glow when you let them be themselves, as long as themselves isn't a complete jerk.
It does feel good when you can be your authentic self around people.
Yeah.
You don't have to put on the mask.
Yeah. Like, I'm just a goofy, nerdy, awkward person. And when someone allows me to be that way and sees that as part of my charm instead of a detriment, like, my life is awesome.
I really like what you said about taking those steps. I never actually, I guess, put it together that way. It was just me, you know, back to one of our mitigation conversations. I went on one vacation and I knew what had happened to me. So the next one is like, I'm going to have to adjust. Mm-hmm. Because that didn't work. So I need to get myself in, like you said, in alignment for this adventure. Because I was out of alignment. I made the adventure and I was the winded tourist. It's
like, I would stairs. Be too. Yeah.
Who knew castles had stairs?
Yeah. It's like in Europe, like, it's all like stairs and lives.
And they're all different sizes to keep invaders out, so you can't have consistent steps. This is wild.
Yeah, yeah. I already have very poor heat tolerance, like to be in the sun or to be in the heat. I already have bad ankles and feet, so it's already tricky. I would really need to do the same thing and build up my stamina and endurance and some muscles so that, you, like you said, you can mitigate the damage that might come, to mitigate the difficulty, because, man, if you're already facing an uphill battle, do what you can.
You know, some of that may be, you know, unconscious, my efforts, but maybe it's also spirit driven, because the last two mm-hmm. I've done is, you know, gone in October and November. So the different regions, it was, you know, between 50 and 60 there. So that took away the heat problem.
That's good.
Yeah. So maybe I don't know why I did it at the time. Now I'm looking back, it's like, maybe, you know, spirit guy's like, go then. You won't sweat as bad.
Yeah, for sure. When I went to Sedona last year, I think I went in April, because I was thinking, I don't want to go in the summer. I've done that. And I like to die. It was awful. I was so hot. I mean, Arizona in the summertime, even if it is up in Sedona, it's still hot. Hot, hot. Beautiful, but you still feel like you're baking in an oven.
We really rode the edge in this one. So I think we did good.
I never planned to talk about that.
Well, I'm glad you did, though. That made my day.
As you grow and you move into a more aligned frequency for yourself in whatever area that is, whether it's with work, with health, with life, with finances, with relationships, with any of that, you're more sure about what you want and the direction you're going, and you start living and moving and breathing in ways that align with that and that draw that to you. The things that don't align are typically going to naturally fall away. Now, you may clutch on to them and try to drag them along with you for a while.
Claws.
Yeah, you claw onto it and you're dragging it. But that doesn't mean that as soon as you open your hand and let go, that's not going to fall away. And there's nothing wrong with that. The goal is to have aligned everything in your life. That's when you thrive the most. That's when you glow the most. That's when you're the most happy and peaceful and content, and you're achieving your mission. You are the most authentically you. And so don't be afraid to open your hand and release the claws. You know, release whatever you've been clawing onto. Just let it go. Because if you
preach in the choir,
if you let it go, even better things are coming.
It's that comfort. You're afraid to let go of the comfort, even though that comfort is a pain in your butt.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, and not just relationships. I know we've teed off on them. Like my previous job I got laid off from, as good as it paid, I was constantly angry, constantly miserable.
You are miserable.
But it was the devil. I knew I was, you know, I had steady income up until the layoff and the company went under. And so, you know, people would tell me, you should leave the job or find another one. But I'm like it's the devil, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's no job that's perfect. There's no relationship that's perfect. But if you're doing your part to be in and stay in alignment, like the good stuff's going to flow to you. And then the next thing is, or the last thing, you have to make a decision on what you want. You have to make a decision to allow yourself to be happy when that aligned thing comes to you. Don't like, no, this isn't it. No, yeah, not yet. No, I'm afraid. You're going to create a wobble and you might miss your opportunity, you know, so you have to.
Yeah, it'll just fly over my head and I won't realize it until like a year later. I'm like, wait a minute.
Don't be afraid that when the thing shows up or when things start falling into place, don't be afraid to just be happy. That's what it's all about. Just be happy. Trust the process and then be happy.
I just walk around spreading out, you know, chicken sandwiches and donuts in the morning, and I'm happy, they're happy. Spread the joy. Though I did have one of them accuse me of being the witch from Hansel and Gretel.
Because you're trying to fatten them up.
You're fattening something. So I laughed and said, yeah, I've had a problem losing weight recently. So my new goal is to make you guys fatter than me, and I feel better.
Yeah. Aligned action.
I got her with a zinger the other day. We were talking about, I was teasing her. She's our second shift lady. And I was like, the office ghost bothering you? She kind of looked at me baffled. There's no office ghost. And so we got to talking about ghost stories and whatnot. And then, you know, I was telling her about some of my experiences. And she goes, Jay, are you a medium? And I was leaning up against the window and I started rubbing my belly and I said, I hadn't been a medium in years, but I appreciate that little, you know, she shook her head. Like I walked right into that. More of an extra large these days.
So if you have any information on any of these topics that we talked about today, if you have any thoughts or comments, ideas, things that you do to help yourself get in alignment, things that you know are deal breakers for you or things that you know you need, just share your thoughts. Let's learn from one another. And we will talk to you soon. And if you have any show ideas, reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you and we love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.